So, Andrea, you are with Search, the Outreach and Enrollment Manager. Can you explain what you do with Search?
So at Search, we provide services all throughout our region, so even including Ketchikan, throughout our whole region to both Alaska Native and non-Native people that have questions about the health insurance marketplace and how to enroll, if they're having problems with it. We also help people maneuver that whole system. It can be pretty complicated, so we help people with signing up for the health insurance marketplace and with that, Medicaid also.
Okay, and we'll get to that a little bit more. And Jesse, you work with Alaska Primary Care Association, is that correct?
That's right. I work at the Alaska Primary Care Association, and I manage a statewide navigator grant. And so Andrea and her colleagues at Search are one of our key partners in this work.
And I'm not familiar with Alaska Primary Care Association. What is that organization? What does it do?
The Alaska Primary Care Association is a statewide membership organization which represents and supports our health centers across the state. And we are primarily concerned about increasing access to care here in Alaska. And this work and the mission that we do in terms of helping support enrollment and coverage, you know, really resonates with the overall mission of the Alaska Primary Care Association.
Where are the two of you based? Are you in the same community, different communities?
So myself, Jesse, I'm based in Anchorage.
And I'm based in Sitka, Alaska. So I work at the Community Health Services building on the Search campus. We serve all the Search communities, but we also serve all of Southeast. So if we get a call from Gustavus, we help somebody from Gustavus and all the way to Nakati and all throughout Southeast Alaska.
Are you doing various trips throughout Southeast right now to get the word out? What is your plan, I guess, for right now?
Absolutely. So part of this work is certainly getting into our communities and meeting face-to-face with Alaskans and supporting them with their questions. Here for this tour, we just spent a couple of days in Juneau. We're here in Ketchikan today, and then tomorrow we're moving on into Petersburg. We have this huge push ahead of us. The end of open enrollment is fast approaching, and that is January 31st, 2017. So these community tours are part of a campaign that we manage at the Alaska Primary Care Association, Get Covered Alaska. And again, Search is a really key partner with this movement. They have really provided a lot of leadership here in this region, and I'm very fortunate to be here in Ketchikan with Andrea.
So you're helping people with the health insurance marketplace to get signed up. With this new administration coming in, how is that potentially going to affect this?
It's a very good question. There's a lot of uncertainty right now, and there's a lot of questions swirling. Alaskans are rightly somewhat confused given some of the news that we're hearing and the national changes that are happening within our landscape. What we know at this point in time is that here in Alaska, we have one issuer currently participating in our marketplace, and that issuer is Primera. And Primera has signed a contractual agreement to be providing this support through healthcare.gov for the 2017 year. We also know that in this state, there are extremely high costs associated with care and delivering that care, and our insurance rates are very high. This is a wonderful way to explore how best to save on cost, given where we are at here in this state. And so we are just doing everything we can to encourage Alaskans to consider these options that are available to us here and now.
And what options are there? You're saying there's one carrier, so how many choices can you really make?
So on the health insurance marketplace, there's actually five plans, and people have some choices. So how the marketplace works is that you get assistance paying your monthly premium. The federal government, it's all based on your income, age, family size, and you get assistance paying for your monthly premium. And that premium goes directly from the federal government to the insurance company to help you pay a lower premium price because they are so darn high. And so when people go into the marketplace, they have a choices of five plans. Two are bronze. They're the cheapest plans. Think of them as more like catastrophic, right? Because they have a really high deductible, and then it goes to silver and then gold. So the other ones are more expensive, but they're lower deductibles. I think the thing to realize that prevention is 100% covered. So if people, whatever plan they get, anybody gets, their prevention is 100% covered. So they go for your annual exam, immunizations, one form of birth control, STD testing, blood pressure, any kind of cancer screening is covered 100%. So some people, that's all they need, right? They just need some preventative stuff, and they really hardly ever go into the doctor. And so people make their choices what plan fits them best. And it's the only opportunity. The health insurance marketplace is the only place where you can get assistance paying that darn really high monthly premium. So this is people's opportunity, and the opportunity is going to be ending January 31st unless people meet a special enrollment. So this is the time for people to look into it. And if people find it too confusing, that's what we're here for. We're here to answer people's calls, to help them enroll and make it a lot easier, because it can be kind of daunting.
Do you have something else to add?
I do. In terms of the significance of the support available, I think it's helpful to share some information about what that support looks like. Here in Alaska, the average premium tax credit that Alaskans receive to reduce the cost of that insurance is $750. This is significant. Again, you know, just thinking about the extraordinarily high cost of insurance, the average individual currently enrolled that qualifies for this support receives $750 off each month for their premium.
And can you, I mean, I realize it has to do with age and income and et cetera, but what would be an example of a premium someone has to pay about? What is the range? Because there are people who say, I'll just take the penalty because I cannot afford this insurance.
Absolutely. You know, every single appointment is different. Every family is different. This is based upon the income of a family, where they live, and whether or not they smoke tobacco. I mean, these are the indicators. And then based upon where that family is at, we can determine whether or not they might be eligible for a plan, and if they are eligible for a plan, what level of support they can receive to better afford it. Or now, given Medicaid expansion in the state of Alaska, we can also determine eligibility for Medicaid, which is wonderful. Andrea and I both remember what it was like, very sad days, frankly, when we had to turn people away who didn't have the purchasing power to get into a plan. Now, at this point in time, there isn't a wrong door. You know, there's a way and a pathway to find coverage for most folks we serve. There is sometimes, however, an unfortunate circumstance, frankly, where because of the high cost of insurance, we don't have the ability to offer the premiums up to a certain level. So if you are a family that's over the 400th percentile of the federal poverty level, then you're then priced out of support. And we hear more and more about these occurrences in our state. And that is certainly something that we hope is addressed moving forward.
So I'll just give you an idea of the possible prices. So if you're a single person and you make a little over $20,000, then you're going to go to Medicaid. You'll be covered by Medicaid, which there's no premium cost for that. And there might be some copays, but it's essentially, you know, not paying any premiums. So if you're single and make up to about $59,000, then you're going to get some sort of assistance. If you make over $59,000, then you're faced with paying for the full premium rate, which is a really high. And that's when very often people can't afford it. It's unaffordable. And we do have people in that situation, but the majority of people actually fall within this range where they can get assistance. And I've seen insurance monthly in premiums $1.75 to, you know, $500. So it really depends on the range. So, and it depends on how many people are in the family.
If you already have insurance through your workplace, are there options available to you through this?
So the health insurance marketplace is really for people who are not offered insurance from a job. So really it's for self-employed people or people that are working in jobs that they're not offered insurance. This is specifically geared towards people that fall in that category. So if you're a state worker, if you're a federal worker, if you work for a bigger organization where they offer insurance, then you can't get insurance on the marketplace. So it's really for uninsured people not offered insurance from their job.
Okay, and people, this interview is happening after you have been here, so people still can get assistance up until the end of the month. How would they get that? Where can they go to get help?
That's right. I'm going to share a couple of phone numbers for listeners. Again, Search is providing an incredible service here in Southeast Alaska. The number for residents to call for support through Search is 1-907-966-8662. That line is staffed by a certified application counselor, someone who is qualified to provide excellent support for this work. At the Alaska Primary Care Association, we host a Get Covered Alaska helpline. This is a toll-free number to provide support statewide. That line is staffed by a certified navigator. That number is 1-844-PLANS-AK. That translates into 1-844-752-6725. I also want to provide a website, which is a resource for Alaskans that we operate through the Alaska Primary Care Association. That website is www.getcoveredalaska.org.
Is there anything else that either one of you would like to add?
I would love for Andrea to talk a little bit more about the various types of coverage. We've talked today about the marketplace coverage opportunities. We've talked about Medicaid, but I really would love for her to have an opportunity to share a little more about the other coverage opportunities.
Search Outreach and Enrollment offers people assistance with not only the health insurance marketplace and applying for Medicaid, but we also help veterans sign up for health benefits. So if you're a veteran and you haven't signed up for veterans benefits, we can assist you. And again, that number is 1-907-966-8662 or 907-966-8883. And we also help people with Medicare because it can be very, very confusing when to sign up, how to sign up. We help people with signing up for Medicare Part D, which is D for drugs. And also people have quite a few questions about Medigap, the supplemental Medicare coverage. So we provide that assistance too region-wide. So again, those two numbers can help people with the health insurance marketplace, Medicaid, veterans benefits, and Medicare.
Okay, and we will post those with this report on our website. So okay, those links will be there and people can find them.